with Mike Adams. Might do another little iPhone interview and upload it to PrisonPlanet.tv or to the YouTube channel. We're basically out of time here until tomorrow, but let's jam in a few more calls. Scott in Idaho, it's wide open. Got any comments about any subjects?
Yeah. Hi, Alex. Hi, Michael. Good to talk to two of my favorite freedom fighters. I'd like to respond to the anti-constitutionalist, if I could. The Supreme Court ruled in 1966 in an infamous case called Miranda versus Arizona, and I quote, where rights secured by the federal constitution are involved, there can be no rulemaking or legislation which would abrogate them. And I have a feeling, Alex and Mike, that where all this tyranny will be ending up is in our courts. And I'd like to make the statement that I've made to thousands of people over the years, that if you don't know what your rights are, then you don't have any.
And by the way, they're using this latest death of the baby case, Casey Anthony, what's it called? I haven't paid much attention, but now, sure enough, they're saying get rid of juries, have professional juries everywhere. Hey, if there's reasonable doubt, better that 10 guilty people go free than one innocent person go to prison. I've been getting that quote backwards all week, but there it is.
You know, Alex, I mean, look, the medical system kills babies constantly, and I'm not talking about abortion, although that's part of it, but I'm talking about chemotherapy in pregnant mothers. I'm talking about the psychiatric drugging of children who commit suicide. I mean, they're
No, they know the Prozac causes suicide. Thank you, Scott. Great points. Luke in Tennessee, you're on the air. Go ahead.
What's up, Alex?
Hello.
I've been a listener. How's it going, man?
Good. Go ahead.
I've been a listener for a little bit, and I wanted to let you guys know I'm a little bit upset right now. There's a bag of oranges on my counter, and
whoa.
I don't know what it's called. Yeah, and I
think you may have one.
Does it have peel? The peel. The peel is the deadly part.
Well, that's like the Bin Laden. Yeah.
He does have the peel, and I think he may have unpaid student loans. So my next call will be to the Department of Education on that one.
Well, they are SWAT teaming people now for unpaid bills, which is illegal, but hey, so what?
Yeah, well, he's got orange peel. If he dries that orange peel and puts it in a bottle, he could be subjected to FDA raids for offering it for sale.
Well, he's evil.
Yep.
Anything else, terrorists?
Well, my really only point was, here around where I live, there are a lot of drug companies, and a couple of my friends work for the drug companies, and they are so suspicious with just their operations. Their hiring goes through almost a quasi-government-type temp agency.
Well, most of it's made in, that's because the corporations run the government, in China, and almost all of the over-the-counter mainline drugs are being found to be totally tainted with poison. But so what? Orange peel's evil. I'm sorry, what other creepiness is going on in your area? I'm sorry, tell us what they do.
Well, it's their hiring process is just so abnormal, I would consider, because they hire, you know, they won't even hire anybody. You have to go through a private temp agency that has just a total government footprint all over it. And the reason I know this is because, just for suspicion, I was in one of these things. I work for a consulting company that does a little bit of work around here, but I went in a temp agency. And people are just crowding these things. They're making
No. They call it infrastructure protection. And now you heard about the medical, the 9/11 first responders finally getting medical care. They said you've got to go through a terror database every time you access it. And so that's the admission. TSA on the streets, federal authorization to have any job.
Well,
freedom.
It's no surprise because I think anybody who has a conscience, anybody who has ethics, would not work for these drug companies. So they have to profile, just like they do with TSA or a lot of some local police departments. They profile to make sure they get a certain kind of psychotic individual to take that job. That's not surprising.
They're extremely ordinary, the word, because it's, you know, you're given a test. I actually took the test, and I watched them hire about 15 people that were, you know, sitting there playing with their guns and doing making calculations for these tests on their phones. But, you know, I have a college education, and I thought
by playing with their guns, you mean like going there with their muscles or
their gum? D-U-M.
Oh, their gum.
Yeah.
Oh, their gum.
I thought you were going to say they had $3 million federal grants to put shrimp on treadmills or other craziness. Hey, we're out of time. Thank you, Mike Adams.
Well, I have garlic breath after I take Ali-C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. And the answer is, Ali-C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali-C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boost resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Ali-C.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. Or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Well, you found it, my friends. The tip of the spear, the front lines in the info war. We are attempting and having a lot of success at alerting the population of the United States and to a great extent the rest of the world to the private banking cartel's global program to bankrupt every nation on earth, to bankrupt every family on earth, and roll us into a new global government, environmental fascism dictatorship of the banking cartel, where they collectivize all of our wealth via socialism and communism at the grassroots and combine it into their hands. This is the essence of the New World Order, and I declare a declaration of human independence against it. And by calling into the radio show, by spreading the word about freedom, by listening to the radio show, by making your own documentaries or doing your own YouTubes, you are part of that declaration against tyranny as well. When you talk to your neighbors about freedom, when you talk to your pastor about standing up for what's right, you intensify the fires of liberty that are already raging across the globe. Now, the globalists are pouring on all the heat they can, pushing their hive mind, Borg, collectivist, zombie public system. So we are in an absolute pitch battle. We are swinging muskets here, toe-to-toe with the globalists. They're bloodied. We're bloodied. It is absolute total war. Economic, psychological, physical, spiritual, toe-to-toe with the social engineers. We can beat them if we'll get out of their mind trick, recognize who they are, read their own white papers and books where they call us degenerate, dumb scum, that they're going to dumb down further, set up a control grid, and kill. Well, not me and not my family. Not without one hell of a fight. You ask for it, you're going to get one. It's that simple. Stop feeling like you don't have power. Stop feeling pathetic and weak. Break out of your television-induced trance. It starts with a war growl. It starts with getting fired up, staring at yourself in the mirror and showing some teeth and saying, I'm a human being. I have dignity. I'm going to resist. I'm going to start recognizing the propaganda. I'm going to break free from it. I'm not going to fight with my family. I'm going to organize with my family and realize we're under attack by the social engineers. And I'm not going to fight with my neighbors. We're going to organize. Humanity's going to come together. Yeah! Yeah! We know we're under attack. We know it. We're breaking the conditioning. Yeah! Ah, we're coming for you, globalist. Coming for you. We know what you're doing. I'm sorry. I just get fired up when I think about what they're doing to us and how I want to resist them and how easy they are to defeat. Excuse me. I think my testosterone's going up. This happens every time I start working out a lot again. And I swam 2 miles this morning pretty hard and ate a big fat steak last night. It's full of hormones, testosterone on its own right. So I'm going a little bit wild today. Excuse me. But now that I've pointed that out, ladies and gentlemen, we see the fruits of the New World Order. We see the fruits of what they've created. We see that the wages of their system is death and degradation. Now, there was an article on Monday that I meant to get to in the last 3 days when we were live, Tuesday and Wednesday. So now here we are. And I'm going to read this to you just to illustrate what's happened to us. Then I'm going to get to some really good news. The Justice Department is obstructing Fast and Furious gun probe. ATF director says we've now got the sickening crooks in government fighting with each other, a real sign that the sinking ship is very close to going down. If we simply get the buzz going on this, this can be the Nixon moment for Obama because he's been caught lying about not knowing about it. All we've got to do is have the will to recognize these crooks and call them out, and they'll all go down. That's what's so disgusting about all this. Resistance is victory! They openly are killing us through the vaccines, the GMO, the fluoride, the bisphenol A, and bragging how they're doing it. They're murdering us like cowards that they are. They don't come up with a sword and spear or a shield and say, come on the field and fight me. They creep around like the globalist chicken neck cowards they are and dose everything we eat and everything we drink with their poison. To sap us of our will, to sap us of our strength, to sap us of our honor, and to slowly kill us so they can dance around and lick their lips and laugh about it. John P. Holdren, Bill Gates, all of them, Ted Turner, the globalist, all of them writing their sickening hate letters to humanity about how they're going to kill all of us, how they're going to accelerate the soft kill. I recognize you for what you are, you filthy trash. And I am here to energize the human spirit and light that fire that will burn your system into a pile of black slag. Excuse me. I mean, we're murdering us. Diabetes doubled the last 10 years. Cancer doubled. Children walking around with their bald heads dying of cancer all around me. Why? This is a normal response to them. Break your conditioning. Be a human. They're murderers. I call you out as murderers. You think you're so bold? That you would do something so bold that we couldn't face the horror? Not all of us have been destroyed by your system. Not all of us fell so easily. Some of us are not immune, but are resistant to you. And I'm like a white blood cell. I'm like a T lymphocyte that goes in and wakes up the other white blood cells to an attack. And no matter what you do to this T lymphocyte, I've already started the enzyme chain reaction. You will be defeated. I will it. And millions of others will your downfall. And you knew it from the time you began this system, from the foundations of the earth. You were to fail. All right, I got to settle down now. Let's talk about what they've done to us. Let's look at these numbers. And in this story at Infowars.com from the economic collapse, you can go through each one of them. And actually, in many cases, it's worse than even this writer put down. Okay? Now, in every category that we're going to go over, it was the reverse. The United States was the best, the lowest crime rate, the highest test scores, the longest lived, the lowest infant mortality rate, the lowest levels of cancer. All of that reverse now. This is what the social engineers have done. This is what they've given you, a living death. And then I'll get into all the news and your phone calls. Number one, 20 not-so-good categories that the United States leads the world in. We were once the leader in good things. Now we're the leader in bad things because we're the model, and England's always a close second. In fact, the few areas where we're not number one in bad things, England has just taken the cup because we're under the exact same system. Now, continuing here, this is what we lead in. Is the United States number one? Many Americans take deep pride in their nation and the truth that the U.S. has a lot going for it. The United States has the largest economy in the world. No longer, it's falling to China. The United States also has the most powerful military on the planet. Belongs to the bankers. The United States has produced most of the greatest movies the world has ever seen. That's a mind control program. But the United States is also number one in a lot of categories that are not so great. If we ever want to turn this country around, we need to be very honest with ourselves. We need to take a long, hard look in the mirror and realize that it is not a good thing that we are number one in divorce, drug addiction, debt, obesity, car thefts, murders, and total crimes. We have become a slothful, greedy, decadent nation that is exhibiting signs of advanced decay. Until we understand just how bad our problems really are, we won't be able to come up with the solutions that we need. A lot of people that write articles like this have a deep hatred of America, but that is not the case with me. I love the United States, so do I. I love the American people. We've been under the greatest attack, is why we've become this. America is like an aging, bloated rock star, Elvis, I would add, that has become addicted to a dozen different drugs. America is a shadow of its former self and desperately needs to wake up before it plunges into oblivion. Well, a technocratic hell. If you do not believe that the United States and America is in bad shape, just read the list below. The following 20 are not so good categories that the United States leads the world in. Number one, the United States has the highest incarceration rate in the world. The social engineers admit that's why we also have the highest crime rate. These are colleges of crime. The United States is the highest incarceration rate in the world and the largest total prison population of the entire globe, not just in the aggregate. Number two, according to Nation Master, the United States has the highest percentage of obese people in the world. No one denies that, even though in many cases we eat less calories than folks that don't eat GMO. The GMO fries your body. The United States has the highest divorce rate on the globe. First, they started with black folks, making them illegitimate so they could put their men in prison. Now they move on to everyone else. Number four, the United States is tied with the UK for the most hours of television watched per person each week. In number four is the answer to why all this is happening. We'll give you the next 16 straight ahead. Stay with us.
There's a man named Dr. Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor. Both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician, Doc asks, why does the United States spend more money on health care by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, taking charge of their life, and attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs leading to side effects. This is clearly a deadly recipe. The good news is Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the big government and big pharma manipulation of our healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare and have joined forces to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com and listen to Dr. Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I want you to join our InfoWars team. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com. That's InfoWarsTeam.com. This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number four, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup insurance and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Where can you find a super strength potassium iodide supplement? Right here at ThyroidKI.com. With global radiation levels at record highs, is your thyroid safe from radioactive iodine poisoning? Potassium iodide, the key ingredient in Thyroid KI, is proven to block radioactive iodine from damaging your thyroid. Thyroid damage is permanent and can lead to thyroid cancer. Unlike other potassium iodide products, Thyroid KI is formulated in convenient 32.5 milligram tablets and is independently tested for purity with a 100% money-back guarantee. With limited stock selling fast, act now. Prepare yourself and protect your family. Use coupon code THYROID for a 10% discount. Visit ThyroidKI.com. That's Thyroid, the letter K, the letter I.com. ThyroidKI.com or call 855-599-9444. 855-599-9444. Again, that's 855-599-9444.
Trouble so hard, ooh, Lord, trouble so hard. Don't nobody know my trouble but God. Don't nobody know my trouble but God.
We are back live.
Ooh, Lord, trouble so hard.
Monday through Friday, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m., blasting out on the AM/FM dial. XM Sirius, Global Shortwave, number one audio streams in the world, InfoWars.com. Podcast approaching number one in the world, InfoWars.com. Thank you for joining us. All right. Side issue, I'll get to a little bit later. I was watching the news this morning. I got up at about 6 a.m. My wife was already up making coffee. She had local news on, and they cut to national news, and they were like, well, it's believed the sow might have been scared and was protecting her babies, the sow grizzly, and so they're not going to kill her. at Yellowstone, grizzly populations exploding all over North America, now showing up even on the outskirts of major cities. And if you don't kill killer bears, bears are smart. They will start hunting humans. That's why wolves are starting to attack people. Coyotes are now killing people. Coyotes are now coming into bee caves in Austin at the park over there and trying to attack people. Coyotes every few months kill somebody in the U.S. or Canada, and sometimes in towns, especially children and women. And you've got to kill them when they come into populated areas, or they will start hunting, just like alligators are back in huge numbers in Florida, going into major cities, grabbing people, eating small animals, eating children. We are not a prey animal. I am not a rabbit to be eaten by a coyote. Do you understand that? And obviously, I've studied a little bit about grizzly psychology because I find it interesting. They, especially sows, generally will just run away if humans come into the area. These people were camping out there, and this man was killed. And then it came over and attacked the woman who was laying there playing dead. And that is not what a bear does when it's, quote, protecting its young. If it's protecting its young, it'll get up on its hind legs and make displays and then charge you. That's not what happened. It just came, it attacked, it's a killer bear. It sees humans as predators. Kill it. Kill it. But they got off on the news saying it's not going to be killed because it was protecting its babies. And it was a little sicky, sweet look on the anti-human park ranger's face. What a cult of anti-humans that have now taken over the Forestry Service on average and trying to take land surrounding them. I'm now digressing. I'm sorry. But just amazing. Amazing that this grizzly bear killed this guy and that they're not going to kill it deader than a hammer. Oh, you'll find out, though. There'll just be more intrusions, more humans being killed, but that's okay. More coyotes, more wolves killing people, more mountain lions killing kids out of the back of their yard in California. And nobody's going to stop it because we're domesticated. And it'll get worse and worse. There'll be more and more of them coming in hunting and eating us. But that we're being trained to not be who we are. Well, let me explain something to you. I see a mountain lion around my house. I live in the country, and they got him here. I'm going to kill it. And let me go further, too. I see a rattlesnake. I'm going to kill it. A copperhead. I'm going to kill it. I'm going to kill it. You understand that? Predators come around. My children, they die. And don't give me, oh, that hurts the environment. Genetic engineering, open cross species in plants and animals, splicing insects with animals, with fish, open releasing, that hurts the earth. Killing a grizzly bear when their populations are exploding teaches them a lesson and lets them know we are to be feared. We run this planet, period. Instead, we got the globalists that see us as prey, the general public, training us to be servile sheep. I'm not a sheep. Get that through your head, sheeple. Now, continuing here, ladies and gentlemen. I'd gotten to number four. The United States is top of the UK for the most hours of television watched per person. For young people, it's about 8 hours. For adults, 5 hours. And lower brainwaves during those periods. That's why you're zombies. Openly connected to brain degeneration and early onset of Alzheimer-type diseases. You can link through to that. The United States has the highest rate of illegal drug use. Well, of course, they ship it in mass and make it illegal to make it stylish and cool, have Hollywood promoted. Then because it's illegal, money is involved with it. And people think it's cool to take it instead of being a big fat loser taking drugs. People don't take drugs and don't try them. If you explain it's a loser thing given the CIA money and the big banks money. So when cops, I'd run into checkpoints, you know, want to search my car for drugs. I just say, listen, pal, I don't use products your bosses ship in here. Now, you'll get your stupid drug dog if you want and have him alert because he gets a biscuit. And we're going to search this car and then I'm going to sue you afterwards. I don't use your products. Get your illegal checkpoint out of the way. Sickening, sickening, sickening. All right, I'm going to come right back in a moment and finish up the other 13 points. Then I'm going to get into all the other news, and I'm going to go to your phone calls. The toll-free number to join us here today, 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. And we are very close to bringing down the Obama administration on this false flag anti-gun operation. They've been caught with their pants down. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
You've heard great things about Berkey. You've been thinking of getting a Berkey water purification system, but for some reason, you haven't made your purchase just yet. Okay, here's one more reason to buy the best water purification system you can buy now. The Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com is giving away free Pelican flashlights. Yes, with every purchase of any Berkey water purification system from the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com, you'll receive a free Pelican 2360 LED flashlight, a $39 value. But it won't last long, only now through July 15th. Hurry, call 877-886-3653, 877-886-3653, or shop online at GoBerkey.com. That's Go, BERKEY.com. No coupon code necessary. A free Pelican flashlight is yours with every purchase of any Berkey water purification system only at GoBerkey.com or by calling 877-886-3653. Hurry, offer ends July 15th.
Hello, this is Steve Shank. What does freedom mean to you? eFoods Direct is celebrating freedom with the Freedom Food Giveaway. Each week in July, they are giving away a one-year food supply. Just go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and register to win a one-year food supply with a 25-year shelf life. At eFoodsDirect.com/Alex, look for the new Patriot Pack, a $149 12-day supply of food, plus accessories that is free with a purchase of $235 or more. Call 800-409-5633 or on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and register to win a free one-year supply of food. Then listen to Alex Jones to announce the weekly winners. Also, the first 50 to register each day win a $50 subscription to the Voice of Reason e-newsletter. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633.
Hey Brian, if you could do just one thing today to ensure your family's food security, what would it be?
That's easy, Bill. I'd head straight to soupbeansurvival.com.
Soupbeansurvival.com?
I know, Bill, it sounds crazy, but this ancient secret has been around for over 8,000 years, and it truly is nature's super survival food.
Really, Brian? The number one survival food? Well, certainly the forgotten survival food.
Absolutely, Bill. The folks at soupbeansurvival.com scoured our planet to find the very best heirloom seeds, to truly find nature's super survival food.
Brian, these aren't grocery store beans, are they?
No way, Bill. You're not going to find these beans in any grocery store. These are the absolute highest quality beans in the world. Visit soupbeansurvival.com. That's soupbeansurvival.com for all the information you're going to need for nature's super survival food.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. It's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Talk to him every day.
We've got the Mexican national inmate on death row, creates international stir, Obama claiming he can block it even though it violates states' rights. Who needs a stinking constitution? We're going to be going over all of that, and I promise your phone calls. We've got plenty of time to get to them. I got some more news I want to hit before we go to calls, then back into news here. But we'll be going to Tate, Scott, Tim, Joe, Mark, and others here in a little while. Continuing with just 20 things the United States leads the world in. Continuing, number six, there are more car thefts in the United States each year than anywhere else in the world by far. Number seven, there are more reported rapes in the United States each year than anywhere else in the world. There are more reported murders in the United States each year than anywhere else in the world. There are more total crimes in the United States each year than anywhere else in the world. The United States also has more police officers than anywhere else in the world. The United States spends much more on health care as a percentage of GDP than anywhere else on the earth. The United States has more people on pharmaceutical drugs than any other country on the planet. Number 13, the percentage of women taking antidepressants in America is higher than any other country in the world. And by the way, directly linked as part of the cocktail of effects to autism. Women that take the deadly fluoride chlorine-based chemical weapon, brain eaters. Oh, yeah, killing yourself feels good sometimes. The brain has a way of doing that. And, of course, it fries your baby's brain as well. But the wages of the New World Order are death, aren't they? 14, Americans have more student loan debt than anywhere else in the world. 15, just now remember, we were the greatest creditor, the most inventions, winning at the Olympics more than anybody else. Just everything number one. Just number one, number one, number one, number one, number one. Germany generally number two. Japan, number three. America, number one, 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 number one in good things. Now we're last in all the industrialized world in all the good things, behind a bunch of third world countries, and number one in every horrible thing. Isn't that nice? It's globalism, and don't worry, they've got more of it. It's going to fix everything. In fact, let's get that Brzezinski clip ready. I want to play that in a moment. Ties into this. Americans have more student loan debt than anywhere else in the world. More pornography is created in the United States than anywhere else on the entire globe. 87% is made in the U.S. Only 11% is made in the rest of the world. And again, if you look at this, it's not like, oh, porn, I'm freaked out, I can't handle it. It's, you know, they sell it like, oh, you're saying porn's bad. Because, you know, you're a square. All the scientific studies show porn actually makes you, on average, not get a mate, makes you not be fulfilled, makes you actually lose your enjoyment of sex. It's the old joke of friends I've had that like to visit topless bars. I don't like it. I don't like being a chump. Plus, I'm married, but I was drugged there in college and stuff, but, you know, by friends a few times. You know, the whole topless bar situation, the joke is everybody is attracted to the waitress because she's wearing clothes. You know, the women are walking around half naked and you're not really interested in them. You're interested in the cute waitress, because you can't see what's going on. I mean, and all the studies show that it takes your humanity. It takes your sexuality away and it becomes a simulation of it, and it denigrates women. Oh, notice this whole feminist culture, what women have been reduced to, cogs and servants of the globalist, the family imploding, disappearing, the taxes going up, the family breaking up, men are servile, arrested development, children on average, women are power crazed, trying to be male, hussies out cougaring for the young males. A society in full retreat, full implosion. Continuing here, ladies and gentlemen, and I'm not going to be sit here and be a hypocrite. I've looked at my fair share of Playboys over the years, the point is it's not fulfilling, ladies and gentlemen, and it is destructive. Period. Okay, continuing here. And, of course, the pornography gets crazier and crazier and denigrates more and more. And then men expect women to act like that. And it is just destroying society. And people think those women that are involved in pornography are so happy. They're in a hellish situation. The men, the HIV, the drug use, continuing here. The wages of the New World Order are death. The United States has the largest trade deficit in the world every single year. Between December 2000 and 2010, the United States ran a total trade deficit of $6.1 trillion, with the rest of the world, and the U.S. has had a negative trade balance every single year since 1976. Number 17, the United States spends 7 times more on the military than any other nation in the planet. In fact, the U.S. military spending is greater than the military spending of China, Russia, Japan, India, and the rest of NATO combined. 18, the United States has far more foreign military bases than any other country. Well, that is the bankers that captured our country do. The United States has the most complicated taxing system in the entire world. Well, that's because the rich guys are exempt. And the rich guys always promote higher taxes because they suck it out in corporate welfare. Continuing here, number 20, the U.S. has accumulated the biggest national debt that the world has ever seen and is rapidly getting worse. Right now, the U.S. government debt is expanding at a rate of $40,000 per second. So are you convinced that we're in trouble yet? The truth is America has changed. Most of us don't even say hello to our neighbors anymore. In fact, we have become so self-involved that many of us don't even notice when someone around us dies. Just consider the following two examples. And it goes through examples, you know, where people can see a cop run over. It happened in Austin, and for an hour drive by and not help him. Or people can see a woman beaten and raped in Toronto a few years ago is one example we covered, and they watched her out of a third and fourth story building, and the executive said, "Get back to work, don't call the cops, we don't want to be involved," and laughed at her on the ground. And then she later died. And I just, well, they got a bunch of examples of these. USA Today recently reported on the body of a dead woman that was not found for approximately a year, even though a whole bunch of people worked right past her car where she died. Bank contractors, inspectors, and even the new owner of the foreclosed home walked past the silver Chevy Nova in the garage numerous times before discovering the former homeowner dead on the front seat. In an even more shocking case, the CBS affiliate in Boston recently reported that a dead woman was lying in the bottom of a public pool for 2 days while large numbers of people swam right over her. How in the world could something like this possibly happen? This is a public pool. And it just goes on. They didn't find her until she floated to the surface. You know, the guts expand. They rot and blow up like a balloon. And people have been trained to only focus on television, only focus on their iPhones, only focus on things like that. And there's big studies out. Well, Watson did a report on this yesterday. In fact, you guys reprinted for me. It was out last night. It was titled, Are Computers Changing? Are Computers Rewiring Our Brain? Then it shows the studies that people are now disassociative. They're almost irritated if you say, hey, can you put the iPhone down for just a minute and talk to me? And it's like, you don't ask me to do that. I mean, I've even had that with, you know, folks I know. I'm like, man, may I talk to you? And they're like, no, I'm checking mindless trivia. And the brain waves are changing, and people are being conditioned to accept more and more. And there's a statistic in here. I'm going to move on to other news. Well, some calls, and then news. As I promise, go to calls, and I want to go to them. Number four, the United States is tied with the UK for the most hours of television watched per person each week. And that gets into the brain waves. Lowering while you're watching television, then generally being in a lowered state, closer to sleep, sleepwalking types. Not even the deep sleep state that is connected to higher brainwave levels. Some of the highest, it's that near sleep level where the brainwaves are very low and associated with, you know, very low cognitive ability. It is all of this. You can pull up charts that university studies have tracked. And there's literally been scores of studies on it that since television became popularized in Europe and the United States in the 50s, in a direct line with television, obesity, lower IQs, lower test scores, crime, violence, breakup of families, the end of the neighborhood barbecues, the end of, I mean, you drive through neighborhoods now and it's nothing but glowing blue lights. Like, I was reading an article about this a few years ago about, you know, it was popular in the 50s and 60s in New York to have a telescope in your window and to people watch, people eating dinner, people arguing, people doing other things. And now, a few years ago, I was up in a buddy's high rise here in Austin at a party, and I said, "Oh, you got a telescope? I bet it's neat. You know, the people watch." And he said, "No." He said, "All you see is the blue glow." He goes, "Look, turn the lights off." They flipped the lights off. I looked out at the other big condos, and it was nothing but glowing blue, just glowing blue. Not talking to their husbands, not talking to their wives, not playing board games with their children, not painting, watching television. You drive through the neighborhoods, just glowing blue, glowing blue, glowing blue. And now, you know, people don't have language. They just have little abbreviated things they send in text. I sit there in restaurants and watch children that look like pale little mongoloids, unfortunately, who aren't mongoloids, texting and playing their video games, and the parents are doing the same thing, and no one's communicating. I mean, this is a full-out assault. So it is directly not just that television overall, the visual media, is not challenging to the brain because it is there for the brain to see and actually programs the brain to not be able to conjure up its own images with ideas, but to expect things to just be provided that way. And again, it doesn't just lower the brain waves. It destroys cognitive ability to where people just expect to be shown things. And so, and that's why the studies are out. We talk a lot about that reading and radio are incredibly good for the brain. Because when you hear me say AK-47, your mind will conjure up an image of a Kalashnikov, an AK-47, Kalashnikov 47. If I say Barack Obama, it will conjure up the way Barack Obama looks, a whole history of Barack Obama, a whole gestalt of his speech patterns, everything. That is challenging to the brain. That makes more connections. If I say cyclotron, if I say heavy water reactor, if you know what those are, you're now imaging them. If I say unified field theory equation, if you're a mathematician or into quantum mechanics, you are now imaging those equations in a 3D overlay in your mind. That is challenging. That is developing the mind. It is not developing the mind. Now you notice I'm doing the only thing on television that can make television good, and that's what my films really are. I call them film books. That's what my shows are. That's why I make it interactive. Let's search engine this term. That means you go search engine, and now it's interactive, and so it's not as damaging. It can actually be helpful. Or I say red bicycle. I'm not showing. You notice the globalists will show you an image of a red bicycle. They won't say red bicycle. That would be from the master programmer something helping you. But when I say 8,000-year-old spearhead, you're now envisioning every calculation and image you've got of a spearhead. You're envisioning what 8,000 years ago was like. So television and the way it's been programmed is the main author of our societal degeneration. And it's not just – this wasn't done by accident. Edward Bernays, all the big propagandists on record, openly wrote books and publicly called you scum and how they were going to get you and how they were going to destroy the family and ha, 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 and how much fun it all is. And so if you'll just go read them talking about their war against you, then you'll know I'm not just telling you this. See, trust but verify. I beg of you, listen to me and check out what I'm telling you. If I tell you cancer's doubled, search it. If I tell you diabetes has doubled the last 10 years, search it. If I tell you antidepressants in all species, whether they're insect or whether they are fish or crustacean or mammal, massive IQ reductions, massive fertility reductions. If I tell you bisphenol A, go look it up. Find it. You are under unmitigated, total and complete assault by a bunch of people who can only get away with it if you are not aware of it. Okay. Coming up after I go through 10 or 15 phone calls here, the really good news that if we – this is a major chink in the armor. Now, the Republicans will probably just try to use this to get political power and to blackmail the Obamanoids. We don't want that. We want Obama removed from office and everything he's done reversed. Justice Department obstructing Fast and Furious gun probe, ATF director says. The Justice Department is obstructing the – congressional investigation of the U.S. law enforcement operation tended to crack down on major weapons traffickers on the southwestern border, according to the embattled leader of the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives. The fact that the director is now turning against the attorney general, who was intimately involved in Oklahoma City, you can go pull up all that stuff, and the cover-up, the fact that and that's what we already had intel on. This was White House run. The ATF did not like it. That's why ATF agents are not complete criminals, all of them. Larry Pratt tomorrow is going to be covering it. They did this to false flag the Second Amendment. And now that the ATF is openly saying, hey, don't burn me. See, same thing happened with Mutala, the underwear Christmas Day bomber. We had two witnesses at the airport in Amsterdam that saw the drugged out Mutala looking like he was out of his mind with a sharp dressed guy in like a $3,000 suit ordering them. He was so high up, an American, well, English, you know, American accent, to let him on the plane without a passport. And he was so high up, they made calls. They got him on the plane. That's how much pull. And we knew it was the U.S. government. We even said State Department because that's who can do that. And it turned out it was the State Department under a unnamed U.S. intelligence agency order. I just got chills right there. I mean, we got these terrorists red-handed. And when the State Department got under heat for it, first they denied it for a month and a half. You know, this all broke here with Kurt Haskell, the lawyer, and his wife, the lawyer, who saw all this. When all of this broke here, they tried to deny it. The FBI visited him, you know, did things like that. And then later, the Undersecretary of State said, yes, we didn't do it. We were ordered to do it. That's how we can get these people. You know, that's how, in a mafia criminal investigation, you get some lower-level person who isn't really committing the crimes but knows about them, and you explain, hey, you're going to go to jail for knowing about this unless you tell us everything. That's how we're going to get these people. And the fact that the ATF is turning against the Attorney General, the ATF director better not get on airplanes and better watch his back. I mean, because let me tell you, the Attorney General doesn't play games. He is a gangster. And this could bring Obama down.
If you're concerned about radiation poisoning from Japan in the air, water, or food and can't find potassium iodide, go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com and choose Liquid Zeolite. Liquid Zeolite is hands down the best product to remove radiation from your body and safely removes toxins, heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. For fatigue, muscle weakness, headaches, memory loss, influenza, joint pain, or toxic radiation poisoning, use Liquid Zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Liquid Zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid Zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 800-880-9976. Call 800-880-9976 today and learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, a criminal offshore cartel hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today, it seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
The number one secret to having great health and long life is having high levels of glutathione. This master antioxidant is required by your body to stop free radicals, keep cells young, remove chemical and heavy metal toxins, support immunity, support liver functions, stop inflammation, and much more. The results of optimal levels of glutathione in your body are more mental and physical energy, stronger immune system, greater endurance, and more. Do you know the number one secret superfood that helps increase your glutathione levels by 64% or more? It's unheated whey protein powder from grass-fed cows. This health food is amazing in its ability to do so much for virtually everyone. Introducing One World Whey, an industry-first unheated whey protein powder from grass-fed cows. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Obama to let in the Mexican trucks, who will be exempt from our rules, of course. Only the American citizens and American companies will be harassed. That'll shut down even more of the jobs we have. And we've got this whole ATF situation. We've got Brzezinski saying on MSNBC that rebellion is coming to America from the middle class, but then he gives false solutions for it and behaves like he isn't part of it. That is all coming up. Briefly, I want to just let you know about a couple things. I've got Aaron Dykes launching a new YouTube channel with daily reports. Paul Watson's already launched his. There's a video of the Alex Jones channel at YouTube. What's it titled? Paul Watson, Prison Planet Live. It basically breaks down the fact that he's going to be doing daily reports there that are quite informative. I want to go over the fact that we've got this special that we ran last week, but we ran out of Police State 4, The Rise of FEMA, in the five DVD specials. So we put in Dark Secrets Inside Bohemian Grove, which is very timely with the Bohemian Grove revelry about to start in about 8 days in Northern California. We'll, of course, be covering that. There's two films on one DVD, Dark Secrets Inside Bohemian Grove and The Order of Death. So 2.5 hours of film here. So that's six films, Terror Storm, the two Bohemian Grove films, Endgame, Fall of the Republic, The Obama Deception, and Big Brother, The Orwellian Nightmare Come True book, excellent book by Mark Dice. And that is available until Friday, and then the special will be over. It's just been very popular, and folks wanted us to extend it. So six films and a book, $29.95 in your purchase. Also supports the broadcast, Infowars.com, or 888-253-3139. Okay, let's go ahead now and talk to Tate in Florida. Tate, thank you for holding.
My pleasure. I just want to count up how many offenses Obama has that we could impeach him for. I mean, it's, what is this, number three already? We got the birth certificate thing. We got the Congress-Libyan war, and now this, I mean, it's incredible.
Well, that's why they want to focus on the birth certificate, because you can't 100% prove that one way or the other, but you can prove the Libya war. The health care thing is impeachable, but Congress was involved in that treason. I mean, on its face, the government can't make you buy a private service. I mean, this is just asinine, and you know, they've got some courts ruling against it, some ruling for it, but it really is indentured servitude. And then he could be impeached right now for the plan and lying and telling Congress that they didn't know that guns were being shipped to Mexico to then track them back here in crimes as a pretext to pass gun laws.
Well, hey, I just want to see, have you heard anything from Corsi? Because, I mean, I know a couple months ago he was hot on the trail and talking to Trump, and just want to see if you've heard anything new on that front.
You know, there's so much other stuff's been going on. I haven't really been following it, but I did a few days ago think about telling the producers to get Corsi with a 30-minute pop-in. So I'll tell you what we'll do. We'll call Corsi today and try to get him on tomorrow or Sunday or next week.
Cool, man. Well, hey, one more thing. I was tooling around on the Internet and found this video on David Icke's YouTube channel. And it's very interesting. I don't know if you've seen it or not, but it's Project Bluebeam, basically, up close and personal in Africa, April 20th. If you search Virgin Mary in Africa, it'll pop up on YouTube, and it's pretty incredible. It's an awesome video.
The government admits they've got programs to project Allah, Jesus, the Virgin Mary, especially at nighttime with projectors, with holograms to freak people out. And so I know they've been doing some weird testing. All these flying saucers you see, lights out in Arizona and stuff are definitely that.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.